Bruchim Aboim, Shalom Aleichem. It's actually really an exciting opportunity. We are beginning a new Sefer. We're learning Chumash Vayikra now. And so in the Likutei Sichos, we are going to Chelek Yud Beis. It's a brand new krach, a brand new volume of the Likutei Sichos. And the Mirtz Hashem, over the next 9, 10, 11 weeks, we're going to be learning through the entire Sefer, all of the Sichos, which is very exciting. As we journey together through the Sefer, the Svarim of Likutei Sichos. This Sicha is on a Rashi, on two Rashis in the beginning of Vayikra. It's actually a little bit intricate. There's details, we're going into a new realm, the realm of Karbonis, and it obviously affects how we learn the Rashi, and how we understand what Rashi is trying to say. With Hashem's help, we'll take it slowly but surely, and we will understand and learn the not just the Rashi and what Rashi is trying to say, but how the two Rashis are dependent on another, and how they bring together a new understanding and a better understanding of what Rashi is trying to tell us. Ala pasuk vayik adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. Pasuk says, a person from amongst you, a person who will offer, will bring close from amongst you a carbon to Hashem. So Rashi quotes the four words, Adam ki yakriv mikem, a person who will bring a carbon from amongst you, or will bring close from amongst you, and he teaches, he translates, he explains, kisha yakriv. The karbanis nedava dibra inyan, the pasuk is talking about karbanis nedava, voluntary karbanis that are optional. V'lecheder etzein elemar, the milash nakos of ki yakriv, shepirusha im yakriv, from the fact that it says ki yakriv, which Rashi understands to mean if he will bring, not that he will bring, but if he will bring, hainu shah. Implying that the bringing of this carbon is dependent on the person's will, on the person's desire. Muchach shemeduber kan b'ha inyin hu b'karbanas nedava. This compels us to say that the discussion here is about karbanas nedava, donations, contributions, things that are optional. Shahava osam teluya b'risayne shel adam, which the bringing of these karbanas is dependent on the person's will. The labor karbanas yashal of cheva la'aviyam, and not the karbanas that are obligatory upon him to bring. So in other words, we understand ki yakriv to mean when he will, to mean if he will bring, if implying that it's optional, and therefore it must be karbanas nedava, must be optional karbanas. Amnum lefisa tzarech lavin, but this raises a question. So on this Rashi by itself, we have one question, and that is, why does Rashi quote the words Adam and Mikem in the beginning and the end of the Dibur HaMaschil? L'cha'era, he's coming to explain to us that because it says ki yakriv, implying that it's optional, we're talking about Karbanas Adava. So in that case, why is it necessary to bring Adam Mikem? And as we've spoken many times, as the Rebbe has taught us, that every word in the Dibur HaMaschil is actually part of the Pirush of Rashi. Then Rashi quotes the word Adam, just the word Adam by itself. Why does it say the word Adam? Ma Adam Arishin lohikriv min agezel shakayla yoshaloi, just like Adam Arishin did not bring a carbon from stolen goods, because everything belonged to him, so they had nothing to steal. Af atem leitakriv min agezel, so too you should not bring a carbon from gezel, from stolen goods. So in order to teach us that it's osir, it's prohibited to bring a carbon from something that is stolen, the pasuk says Adam, hinting to us that we should not bring anything min agezel. V'hine. Ein lema shebahashai lelama nemar kavonat Rashi shetevas Adam imiyuteres. Rashi, by saying why does it say Adam, is not saying that the word Adam is extra, that the word Adam is superfluous. Ki arei metzinu bekama mekaymis shakasuv maktim Adam aish. We find in numerous places throughout Chumash where an Indian, a concept, a section begins with the words Adam or Ish. So it's normal, it's the style of the pasuk to begin with Adam or Ish. So that's clearly not what's bothering Rashi when he says Lama Nemar. the shiny nidin the dan sheba akosuv nemar gamkein la'achareza mikem fe'echad mehem u'miyuter. So maybe I would say the reason why Rashi is asking lama nemar, even though Adam is normal, is because here it also says mikem, and you don't need both Adam and mikem. One of them is clearly extra. So the reason why Rashi said, maybe I would say that the reason why he says Adam lama nemar is because since it already says mikem in just a few words, then we don't need Adam. Aval al pi ze ha'isa tzarech liyos hakushya lei Adam lama nemar meyachas ze urcha dikra ki mikem lama nemar. But if you're basing the reason of what you're asking on Adam because of mikem, then ask why it says mikem. Don't ask why it says Adam. Ki rak asher magim the tevas mikem misoreres atmiya mikem lama nemar lachre shekva nemar Adam. Only once it says mikem, you then have the question, one of these two is extra. Adam by itself is not extra till you say mikem. Miloshin Rashi Adam lama nemar muchach shakushi al tevas Adam. From the fact that Rashi says Adam lama nemar, it implies that the question is on the word Adam and not on the word mikem. So we're not going to answer the question and say that being that it says mikem, therefore Rashi says Adam lama nemar, because then he would have said mikem lama nemar. So in that case, why does Rashi say Adam lama nemar if this is seder amikrois, if it's normal to start with an Adam? The lochin tzarech lefarish lechedu kipirus amafarshim. So therefore, Rashi is not asking why is there any word here, Adam, Ish, general word as an introduction, because that's normal. But the question is, why does it say Adam and not Ish? Therefore, Rashi says that the word Adam teaches me not to steal, not to bring a carbon minagazim. So, second, Rashi says Adam lama nemar and explains to teach us what that we shouldn't take from Minag Gezel. The question is, what does Rashi mean by Adam lama nemar? And we explained that it means, why does it say Adam and not Ish? Avot sarach lavin, but we have two questions on this understanding of this Rashi. Number one, why should it say Ish and not Adam? Adam lama nemar, it should have said Ish. So the Rebbe asks, why should it say Ish and not Adam? Tzorach lovin akasalka daitach. The tzorach li is davke Ish v'lei Adam. V'arishneyem regilim bikra. Since both Adam and Ish are both normal in the pasuk, both regulars, I should say, in the pasuk, so why should it say Adam Ish and not Adam? Why is Rashi's Adam lama nemar a question? It should have said Ish. Why should it say Ish? Gam tzorach lovin. Lama pirish Rashi tchila es atevis Adam ki yakriv. V'acharkach tevas Adam ha'le'aseder be'kasavu Adam v'acharkach tzirufei la'hemshich ki yakriv mikem. Very simple. Why does Rashi first explain Adam ki yakriv mikem and only afterwards explain Adam? Seemingly Adam comes first and then ki yakriv mikem comes afterwards. So should have first explained Adam to teach you not to take minag gezel, and then Adam ki yakriv mikem be'kabonas adav ha'kasav medaber. Now the reason why he asks this question here is because if there was another understanding of the pasuk of the Rashi, then it would have been based on that understanding. It could have made sense why Adam ki yakriv mikem has to come before Adam. But if the question is very simple, why does it say Adam and not Ish? Then that question should have come right away. The first question, why does it say Adam, not Ish? And then explain that being that it says ki yakriv, it means b'kavanas nedav. The fact that Rashi puts it in this order is not understood to us. So far we have three questions. Question number one is, why does Rashi quote the words Adam and Mikem in the Dibur HaMaskil? Question number two is, what's the Hava Amina to say Ish? The Rashi says Adam Lama Nemar. Question number three is, why does Rashi explain Adam Ki Yakriv Mikem before he explains Adam? V'hini Yesh Mefarshim. And the last two questions, why does should it say Ish? And why does Rashi explain Adam ki yakriv mikem before he explains Adam? There are certain mefarshim that want to say shekush yechada mituretzas bechaverta, that these two questions, one is answering the other. And he explains very beautifully. Before we conclude that the pasuk is talking about kabanas adava, ho ya efser lemar shemaydi kan bekabanas cheva. If you didn't tell me that then there wouldn't have been a question of why did it say Adam, because I would have said that we're talking about Karbanos Chayva. And it says Adam to exclude Goyim. K'maymer Azalek, Chazal tell us, Adam, Atam Kruyim Adam, V'lei Umas Eilam Kruyim Adam, that Adam means a Yid, and not a non-Yid, and not the nations of the world. And therefore, the tithe would be Adam, a Yid, Ki Yakriv, if you will bring Karbanos Chayva. But once Rashi taught us in the first Rashi that Adam ki yakriv mikem, it's talking about bekamanas nedava, shagam atum mutarim lavim k'nisa b'chulin, which also a goy is allowed to bring a korban nedava. So now, if the taich of ki yakriv is a korbanas nedava, hare misler is hakush shalom anemar Adam. Why does it say Adam to exclude a guy? Should have said Ish, which does not include a guy. So the answer to these two questions is answered by connecting the two questions. Once it says Adam, we said, why does Adam Kiyakim Mikem first? Because only after he says Adam Kiyakim Mikem, that he's talking about Kabanas Nadava, does it then raise a question, why does it say Adam and not Ish, which Ish includes Goyim as well, and therefore it should say Ish, because also Goyim can be in Kabanas Nadava. And therefore Rashi has to say that it says, it wants to exclude Geza. But this explains to us why Rashi is saying Adam Lama Nemar, and explains to us why Ki Yakriv comes before Adam. But this is not a sufficient answer. According to Rashi, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, which means in Pshuto Shel Mikra, this answer does not work. For two reasons. Three reasons. Ki Aleph, Minolim Pshuto Shel Mikra, Shirak Bnei Yisrael Kriyim Adam. According to Pshuto Shel Mikra, Mele in Halacha, we know Atam Kriyim Adam. But in Pshuto Shel Mikra, what is the implication, where is the implication that only a Yid is called Adam? The Adrabba, Matsinu Bekama Mekemis Bekasov, Gam Lifnei Pashas Vayikra, Adam Bekelu Gamakum. We find numerous places in Torah where he references the Concordancia, where he'll bring various sources where it says the word Adam and it means also not a Yid. Ubifrat Shalaposik Adam Kiyamus Bael Vegemar. There's a posik in Parashas Chukas, which it says Adam Kiyamus Bael, and Adam which will pass away in an oil in a tent. Shalodoshir Azal Atam Kruim Adam Vechulu, which there is the origin of where the Chazal Darshan, that Atam Kruim Adam, that this only refers to a Adam, to a Yid. Lehevi Rashi Drashazu. Over there in Chukas, Rashi doesn't bring this Drash of Chazal. That Rashi holds that even though Chazal teach it in Gemara, nevertheless, al pi pshutei shel mikra, according to the basic understanding of the psukim, there is nothing compelling to tell us that Atam Kruim Adam, that Adam means only a Yid. So therefore, our first question is, you were telling me before that only after you tell me that we're talking about a Karbanos Nedava, is there a question, why do you say Adam, which excludes a guy? How do I know that Adam excludes a guy? Beis, now we have another question. Meheicha yadinan, bepashtus haksuvim depashtuseinu. Where do we know, in the simple understanding of our psukim, ubefratim timtzeleimar she'adam balim utayakum, especially if you're going to tell me that Adam excludes a guy, she'akum may be Karbanos Nedava. How do I know that a guy could be Karbanos Nedava? The whole question, according to this, is that if you tell me that it's Karbanos Nedava, it should have said Adam to include a guy, because a guy can also bring Karbanos Nedava. How do I know? How do I know that a guy could bring Karbanos Nedava? The Adrabba, din zeh nilmad miribui miyuchad, sheba b'parsha shalachri parsha seinu. This din that a guy could bring a carbon nedava is brought in a parsha that comes later, after our parsha. Ukepirish Rashi la'alam b'parshas Emer, as Rashi brings in parshas Emer, where it says umiyad b'necha le'sakrivu v'goymer, that you should not bring in the halachas in parshas Emer. It's talking about the different types of mumim, of blemishes, that disqualify an animal from being a carbon. And then the pasuk says, you shouldn't bring it from the hands of a goy. So Rashi says in the second half of the Rashi, Avol tmimo tekablo mayhem, but you are allowed to be mekabel, a tmima, an unblemished animal from a goy as a carbon. Lekach nemar lemaila ish ish, and that's why in the beginning of that section in Parashas Emor, it says ish ish, l'raboy sasan nachrim, that to include also goyim, also non-Jews, sh'neidrim v'darim v'nedoviz ki Yisrael, that are allowed to bring nedarim and nedoviz, optional karbonis, just like a yid. So Rashi over there has a special limud, brings down the special limud, to bring to teach us that a goy could bring a karbon nedava. The midi yitzirich k'ron l'raboyz, sh'ma minashu lulu ribuzein latir. The fact that the Torah has to be marbe, it has to give you a special limud to teach you to include goyim in karbonis nedava, implies that without this special limud, I wouldn't have known it by myself. Umikivan shekainen, since this is the fact that I don't know without, I don't know at this point from the pastor Saksuvim that a goy cannot bring a carbon adava. Gam la'achar did daikinan sure could bring a carbon adava dibra'inyin, even after I know, I specify that we're talking about carbon adava. Ein la'ach she's a pasuk didan odam shemayit akum lamanema. There's no question why they say odam, because I don't know that a goy can't that a goy could bring a carbon adava. So one, I don't know, because I don't know yet that a goy could bring a carbon adava. So our two questions on this attempted answer is, number one, how do I know that a yid is called Adam and not a goy? And number two, how do I know that a goy brings a carbon adava? And question three, al pi anal einakus yolomo nemar adam kim eich nemar adam. If this is the question, why does it say adam that excludes a goy? If a goy could bring a carbon, the question should not have been phrased, why does it say adam? Question should have been phrased, how does it say adam? If Adam excludes, we four question aleph and beis. Question gimel is saying like this: you're telling me that it says once it tells me that we're talking about karbanis nedava, and a karban nedava could be brought by a goy also, and therefore Rashi is saying, why does it say Adam which excludes a goy? So the question isn't why, the question is how. It's inconsistent with the halacha. If a goy could bring a carbon nedava, then it should have said ish na adam. Should have said eich, not loma. So let's review these three questions. We wanted to explain that the Rashi structure is as follows. First, he teaches us that a carbon nedava kasal medaber, because it says ki yakrif. Based on that, we have the question, why does it say adam? Since adam excludes a goy, and karbanis nedava should have included the goy. And this, we had three questions. Number one, how do I know that Adam includes a goy, but Adam excludes a goy? Number two, how do I know at this point that a goy could bring a carbon adava? And if I do know this, then the question is not, why does it say Adam? The question is, how does it say Adam if it's not true that only an Adam, a Yid, could bring a carbon adava? Now, we're not done with the questions yet. These three questions were on this attempted answer of the Yesh Mefarshim on the top of page 3. But if we go back to the original Rashi, we're going to ask two more questions on the original Rashis. Gam tzorch lovin aleph, me'ach ha'shatevas mikem yuteres l'kuli alma, kenal avel l'rashi l'yashe zeh pepirushe. Why does Rashi not explain the word mikem? Since mikem is unnecessary, why does Rashi... Let's do this one more time. Sorry. Rashi should have explained why it says mikem. Mikem seems to be an extra word here. Why does Rashi not explain the word mikem? And just by the way, I wanted to point out, why do I say that it's going back to the original Rashi? Because the numbers changed. We went Aleph, Beis, Gimel, we went back to Aleph. Why do we go back to Aleph? Because this question is not directly on the Yesh Mefarshim. This question is back on the original Rashi. And Beis, our second question on the original Rashi, is a very interesting question, and it's not so complicated anymore. It's a very simple or basic question. The makor of Rashi, the answer of Rashi, that the king Adam comes to teach me to not bring a carbon in a gezel, is coming from two places, Medrash Rabba and Medrash Tanchuma. There are inconsistencies between the two. Umehem. Amongst these consistencies is as follows. Bitanchuma haloshan shaloya yagezel me'achedim shahu hoya yichidi ba'olam. The Chuma says that Adam and Ishu did not steal from anyone because he was the only person in the world. That everything was in his possession, everything was owned by Adam, and therefore he did not bring anything from stolen goods. So the Tanchuma says everything, that he was the only person in the world. Rashi's Medrash Rabba says everything belonged to him. So from the fact that Rashi says the words everything was his, it's the most consistent with the Medrash Rabba, which says Sha'akoyla Yabashusai. So Rashi seems to be following the Medrash Rabba and not the Tanchuma. So we have to understand what's the difference between these. What is the difference in the significance and the meaning, whether he was the only person in the world or he owned everything, and why does Rashi choose the Medrash Rabba? So, just to summarize very quickly, our first question is, why does Rashi say the words Adam and Mikem in the Dibur HaMaskil? Question number two is, what does Rashi mean by Adam Lama Nemar? If you're going to want to tell me that he's trying to say that since I said Adam ki yakriv, that only kavanas nedava akasus medaber, so therefore he's asking, why does it say Adam which excludes Goyim? I'll say, number one, how do I know that Adam excludes Goyim? Number two, how do I know that Goyim could be a carbon nedava? And number three, why does it say lama namanad eich nemar? And then I have the question, why does Rashi not explain the word mikem? And question number five is, why does Rashi follow the Medrash Rabba? And what is the difference in the nuances between Medrash Rabba and Medrash Tanchuma? Ois beis v'abir b'kol zeh. And now we're going to learn the Rashi. We're going to understand the Rashi, and from here we're going to go slowly and surely through understanding every aspect of this Rashi. B'pashtos ha'inyan, simply speaking, since this parsha is the intro into all of the dinim of karbanis, from Vayikra, it's called in English Leviticus, from the lashon of Levim. In other words, this whole parsha is, this whole chumash is going to speak, but it's called also Teiras Kayanim. It's going to teach us about what the Kayanim do, and the Kayanim are doing, especially about the Karbanos and the various different kinds. Mistaber loymar, it makes sense to say shemishtoi bekarbanos cheva shehem asuga ikri v'amuchach bekarbanos, that it would start off with talking about karbanos cheva, the obligatory karbanos. They are the primary and most important part of karbanos. V'leibu karbanos nedava. I would think that if you're going to start, first you're going to start with what's necessary, and then you'll start with what's optional. As much as possible, we want to squeeze in, kvetch, arayin kvetchen. We want to try to figure out a way to make sense in the psukim, shamiduburu b'karbanos cheva. Now we're talking about the regular karbanos cheva, the obligatory karbanos. Elohim came, yeseraye v'hechrech gamur. Unless we're going to come up with an absolutely compelling proof that we're talking about Kabbanas Nadava, then I have no choice, then I'll say Kabbanas Nadava. But as long as I'm able to, I want to approach this, that we're going to talk about the more important aspect of Kabbanas, namely Kabbanas Chayva. So what is Rashi's Hechrich? What is Rashi's compelling proof that we're talking about Kabbanas Nadava from the words Adam ki yakriv mikem? If you remember, our first question is, why does Rashi quote the words Adam and mikem in the Dibur HaMaskil? Because these are the words that are going to tell us why Rashi says b'Kabbanas Nadava Dibur HaInyan. From the words ki yakriv alone, we don't have a sufficient compelling proof. And from the words Adam and Mikem together with Ki Akriv, this is going to tell me that it must be talking about Kabbanas Adam. Why? Nizbar Eliel, and this is why we need the words Adam and Mikem. In question Aleph on page 3, we explain that Adam, Al Pi Pshuto Shel Mikra, does not exclude Goyim. In other words, a kid learns the word, Ben Chumash, the Mikra learns the word Adam, he thinks it means everyone. As a matter of fact, our place is in Chumash, like we mentioned, where it says Adam, and it means Yidden and Goyim. Umikivan Shekein, Hare Alpiz Svara Hanal. So based on this, according to the Svara, that we want to say that Bekarbon is Chayva Dibir HaKas, so we're trying to say that. Tzarech Lefarish, Bekarbon is Chayva Dibir HaInyun. So therefore, I would say that we're talking about Karbanos Chayva. Ma shenemar ki yakriv, im yakriv. The fact that it says in the pasuk ki yakriv, which sounds optional, is not because we're talking about optional Karbanos Tadava, but umipnei shegam nochrim nichlu parshas adam amakriv Karbanos. Because in this entire concept of Karbanos, Goyim will be included at some point. And for them, it's not obligatory. It's totally optional. And therefore, it says, it sounds optional to include also the Goyim. In other words, if I was, before Rashi comes to me, I would look at the pasuk, I would say like this, Adam ki yakriv, Adam means everyone. Means also Goyim. What are we talking about? Karbanos Chayva. Why does it say ki yakriv? Because since there are certain karbanos, which is Karbanos Tadava, that a Goy could bring, and this is a general intro into everything, so therefore it says ki yakriv, lashon reshus, to include Goyim. But what are we talking about in this pasuk, in this inyan, Karbanos Chayva? That's how I would learn this Rashi from if it just said Adam ki yakriv. That's how I would learn this pasuk, the pshat of this pasuk, if it just says Adam ki yakriv. Ulezeis ma'itik Rashi gam tevas mikem, and this is why Rashi includes the word mikem, lahadgish, to emphasize Karbanos Nachrim. You can say that we're talking about also Karbanos of Goyim. Because the word mikem from amongst you means the Yidin, the Levin and Nachrim, and that's from Goyim. So if Goyim are excluded from this pasuk, then why did it say Kiyakriv Lashon Reshus? V'im kein mashakos of Kiyakriv machriach leimar shebekabonis nedava dibroinyan. And therefore, the only way to explain Kiyakriv is that it's talking about Kabonis nedava. So let me make sure we got that. I would have said that Adam means everyone. The pasuk is talking about Karbanos Chayva, and Ki Yakriv Lashon Reshus is to include Goyim into the whole idea of Karbanos, which there are certain things that they could bring with optionally. But as soon as I say Mikem, as soon as I say Mikem from amongst you, which means only Yidden, then I can't say that the reason it says ki yakriv is because of the fact that it includes Goyim, because we're not including Goyim. So therefore I have no choice but to say that ki yakriv means Karbanos Nedava. That's the only reason why I would say Lashon ki yakriv. Alright. So that's why that says Adam ki yakriv mikem, from the word Adam and the word mikem, together with ki yakriv, we know that Karbanos Nedava dibra inyan is the only way to explain the ki yakriv based on the fact that it also says mikem. In the next paragraph, we're going to try to bring a different explanation as to why you would say ki yakriv and still try to exclude, even though we have to exclude the goyim because of mikem, it could still be talking about Karbanos Chayva. And what he's going to suggest is that it's trying to include a case of a katan, a minor, that becomes a gadol, and when he was a katan, he did an aveda. So the Maise HaChet obligates him to bring a carbon. But because of his age, when he becomes older, it's up to him whether he wants to bring a carbon. And that's why it says Ki Yakriv, even though it's Bekarbon is Chayva, because since he became a Gadol in the middle, to bring it is still optional. So in other words, if you remember, we're trying very hard to say that it's Bekarbanos Chayva Dibra Kasov. So we wanted to say that the reason why it says Adam Ki Yakriv is Adam Ki Yakriv is because we're including Goyim in it. He says, no, you can't do that because it says Mikem. She says, how about if I say it's only Yidden, but the reason why it says Kiyakriv Lashon optional is to include a case where there's a carbon chayva that becomes optional because of the age. Maybe that's the pshat. And then we could still say that become as chayva dibra kasef. Let's learn it inside. Let's see. There's still room to say that this is not absolutely it's not a final way of saying this. Even if you're talking about kabbalists that are coming mikem, meaning from Yidden, yes, we could still difficultly, if that's a word, explain mitama now from the earlier mentioned reason that karbanos chayva are the main thing of karbanos. So we could still try to say in a difficult, even though it's difficult, shever karbanos chayva dibur hakasav that we're talking about the karbanos chayva. But in that case, why would it say kiyakriv, which was lost in the shoes? Eladino kat kiyakriv mipnei shakosuv ma'iri. The pasuk is talking about gam be karbanos chayva. Even a certain type of carbon, which inherently is a carbon chayva, is obligatory. But it's the kind that even though it's in the general category of chayva, of obligatory, it's a scenario where he's not obligated to bring it, it's up to him. What kind of scenario? Hainu shemaisa aveda mechayeves carbon. The maisa aveda obligates a carbon, meaning this aveda that he did would make him bring a carbon. But the sinner cannot be forced to bring the carbon because it's talking about someone who did the aveda as a katan, as a minor, before bar or bas mitzvah. The katan afilu shekasharag nefesh emanishnu mechayven osay. And a katan, even if he did a hariga, even if he murdered someone, you can't punish him. Ubedeche kakaponim kniske leel nefadesh. So let's try to kvetch ein. Let's try to push to, although it's difficult, let's try to explain. Shakos of milam deinu, the pasuk is teaching us shakisha yigda. Once he will become a gadol, a over bar mitzvah, and will become a choyev mitzvahs, kol gamakravas karbanos, including karbanos, yakriv gamer v'nitzel lechaper alav. If he wants, he can bring this carbon, and it will be accepted and forgiven for what he did. And this is why it says ki yakriv loshen rishus, because since when he becomes a gadol, it's up to him when he wants to bring it. So maybe I could say that Adam ki yakriv is talking about karbanos chayva and only karbanos of a yid. Why does it say ki yakriv lashon rishus? Because it's talking about a katan shehigdil. And a katan shehigdil, it's up to Tali Beritzene if he wants to bring the carbon or not. And then I could still get away by saying karbanos chayva and I still have a tithe for ki yakriv. It's not going to work. That shot is not going to work. But according to this, it comes out that when it says ki yakriv, the permissibility of it, the optional aspect of it, is because of an age difference. The age of achiyuvim shel makriv beins man asi yosei ha'aveda lazman shemakriv akarb. But when he changes his age and therefore he changes his level of obligation between when he committed the sin and the time that he brings the carbon. Then the pasuk should have emphasized the age aspect of it. How would he do that? How would the pasuk tell us that the person's age changed and now he becomes mechuyev? How would he do that? By saying ish, because a ish refers to a gadol v'shayach lekarbonos, ki im yakriv. That if this ish, if he will bring a carbon, ish, that when he becomes a gadol and ish, and he brings the carbon, he will be forgiven for the sins that he committed earlier on. Shein mudgish klal inyanagil. And since it says Adam ki yakriv, where the pasuk is not emphasizing at all the age difference and the age change, shari Adam bechal makim keil katan v'gadol, because Adam includes both adults and children. Generally speaking, when it says Adam, we understand that Adam is speaking only to gedolim. But over here where you wanted to emphasize that an age is changing, it should have said ish. And since it says Adam, akachach tzaruch leimar she'ein akasov matgiz hashinu begil she'amadubar bekatan shehigdil. Therefore, we must come to the conclusion that we're not talking about someone who changed his age. So therefore, we go back to our original question. In that case, why did it say ki yakriv if it's not talking about a katan shehigdil? Meila zemachriach. Therefore, we have no choice. We are compelled, we are forced to conclude that we're talking about kabbonis the dava, because it says ki yakriv lashon nishus, and there's no way, other way to explain it. And therefore, Rashi includes the word Adam to explain to us that it's part of the compelling proof that we're talking about kabbonis the dava. From Ikem, we know that we're talking about Yidden, and therefore Adam, and therefore it can't be that we're saying Adam to include Goyim. And from Adam, it means we're including everyone, not just a case of Katan Shehigdil, and therefore it can't be saying Ki Yakriv because it's a Katan Shehigdil, and therefore we have no choice but to say, why does it say Ki Yakriv? Lashon Rishus, because Birkabon is Nedava Diber Ha'inyin. Omnam. But now we're going to go. So that's the first Rashi. The first Rashi, Adam ki yakriv mikem, shayakriv bekabonis nedava dibra inyan. We now understand the dibra maskil, why he says Adam, why he says mikem, and what ki yakriv means, and how he comes to the conclusion that ki yakriv is loshin bekabonis nedava dibra inyan. But now we go to the next Rashi. And the next Rashi says, Adam Loma Nemer, why does it say Adam? And now we're going to explain what Rashi is asking. Omnop is a move on. So now we know that in order to know that it's Birkabanas and Dabadi Bereinian, it has to say Mikem. Because like we said before, if it didn't say Mikem, I would think that Kiyakriv is referring to the Goyim. As we mentioned before, Aval Kasha Adam Lama Nemar. The question is, why does it say Adam? Now I know we just explained that Adam tells us that we're not talking about a Katan Shehigdil, but he's going to explain over here that we still don't need the word Adam. Aleph number one, Limudana Mukrach Aideza Shalay Nemar Ish. By not saying the word Ish, we already know that we're not talking about a Katan Shehigdil, because he's not focusing on the age aspect. Adam, he could have said nothing. Not Ish, not Adam. By not saying Ish, I would know that we're not talking about a Katan Shehigdil. And now I don't need Adam. I don't need Adam. Base. Aim the Farish, Akein Derech HaMikro, is Lagdim Adam Ish. You can't answer that it's normal to intro with the word Adam or Ish. Adam and Mikem. In our case where it says Adam and Mikem, and the Mikem is necessary to teach us that we're talking only about Yidden. Hari Adam Yuteru. We said earlier in the Sikha that even though it's Derech HaMikra is to say Adam or Ish, that's only if there's no Mikem. But if there's a Mikem, then we don't need the Adam or the Ish. So once we exclude Ish to tell me that it's not talking about an age situation, so we skip the word, so we don't say the word Ish. After that, I don't need the word Adam. I don't need it as an intro because I have Mikem, and I don't need it to tell me, that we're not talking about an age problem, an age change, because as soon as it doesn't say Ish, I already know that. And then Rashi comes up with a question, Adam Lama Nemar. Why say Adam? Is Gimel. So Rashi answers, why does it say Adam? Ma Adam Rishon Leikriv Min HaGezel Shakoy Lo Yeshalei Af Atam Leitakriv Min HaGezel. Just like Adam Rishon was not Makir from the Gezel, because everything was his, so too you should not bring carbon from a, you should not bring a carbon from gazelle. And this is the prohibition against using a stolen animal to bring a carbon. Umedayek Rashi is specific. And Rashi does not include, does not bring down the words shehu hayah yichid ba'olam, that Adam Rishon was the only person in the world. And now we're going to explain that. We're going to explain the difference between the Medrash and the Tanchuma, the Medrash Rabbah and Tanchuma, and why Rashi goes with the Medrash. First, we have to understand what's the difference. What is the difference in the two, between the two Lashonos? Hahefresh bin Alashon Shabbat Tanchuma, Shelo Yagezel Me'achirim Shelo Yechidi Ba'ilam. The difference between the Lashon and Tanchuma, that he would not steal from others because he was the only person in the world. The lashon that Rashi uses, that he didn't steal from and he didn't bring a carbon from the gezel because everything was his. The fi lashon, according to the first lashon of the Tanchuma, hatam shloya yagezel me'achid, and the reason he wasn't stealing from anybody, he didn't have from whom to steal, because he was the only person around. According to the second lashon, which is the Medrash Rabbah, the lashon that Rashi uses, hatam hu shloya le'maligzeh, he didn't have what to steal, because everything was his. So either you're saying he didn't have from whom to steal, or you're saying he didn't have what to steal. Those would be the two approaches. Now, I'll give you a tiny little intro into what he's about to say. If we would know that Adam Rishon brought a carbon, then the reference to what was taking place at that time, either he was the only person or he owned everything, is relevant only to the time that he brought a carbon. Because he went and he brought a carbon and he didn't steal it, so therefore we too can't steal it. But if we're not going to find any source that Adam Rishon brought a carbon, so we're not learning from Adam's actual bringing of a carbon, we're learning from the fact that if he would have brought a carbon, it wouldn't have been stolen, then this truth about him has to be true for the duration of his life. Again, if he actually brought a carbon, then we're learning from his actual carbon, then as long as he didn't steal that carbon, we could learn from that. But if he didn't bring a carbon, and we're only learning from the fact that if he would have brought a carbon, it would have not been stolen, then it's hypothetical. Then the hypothetical has to remain true for his whole life. Because if the first half of his life, it wouldn't have been stolen, but in the second half of his life, it would have been stolen, then we don't know that you can't bring a carbon, min hagazel. And this is what the Rebbe is going to say here in the Sicha. That since we don't know that Adam Rishon brought a carbon, we need that whatever we're going to say about him to be true for the duration of his entire life. And to say that he was the only person in the world is not true. Because after a while, Chava is created, and then Cain and Hevel, and then they have children, and Chase has children, and so on and so forth. But to say that he owned everything, we're going to say soon in the Sicha, that could be true for the entire duration of Adam Rishon's life. And that's where Rashi goes with this way, because I'll peep through with this lashon, because I'll peep through the Shal Mikra, we do not have a compelling proof that Adam brought a carbon. Let's try that inside. Sorry, we're in the last paragraph of the second column on page 6. We do not find in the Torah anywhere according to Pshat carbon. The Adam Rishon actually brought a carbon. Rashi is trying to say not that Adam Rishon actually brought a carbon that was not stolen. He did not have the ability, the possibility to bring min hagezel. If he it makes it more geschmack. The words that Rashi chooses, he doesn't say Adam brought something that was not stolen. He says he didn't bring anything that was stolen because he didn't bring anything at all. If you're going to say like the Medrash Tanchuma that he didn't bring from gezel because he was the only person in the world, he didn't have from whom to steal, yes, we would ask a question. He was only the only person in the world for a very small amount of time. Because on the very same day that Adam was created, Nivra, Chava, Chava was created. And on this very day, Cain and Hevel were born, and then Bani Mubanais, and then their children, sons and daughters. So it's clearly obvious. So obviously it's clear that during most of Adam Rishon's life there were many people that he was able to steal from. And it's difficult to say, Apipshat at least, that when he says Rashi's Adam, he means that small, tiny window of time that Adam was the only person in the world. He says Adam didn't bring in a Gezel. Why? So if you're going to say that it's because he was the only person alive, then it's not true, because most of his lifetime there were other people that were alive as well. Vim Kain, Lepirish Rashi, Shakavana Yishaloya, Efshalakriv Min HaGezel. The Rashi is trying to say, not that he actually brought something that was not stolen, but he didn't have the possibility to bring something that was stolen. You can't bring a proof from the fact that he was Yechidi Ba'ilam, because he wasn't Yechidi Ba'ilam for very long. In that case, how does the Tanchuma teach it? So here we have in the brackets, we still have to get back to Rashi's way, but let's digress for a moment. How would the Tanchuma learn it? The Dasa Tanchuma Efshalemar Shesvira Leisha Adam Rishon Hikriv Karban Bepeil Ubeisha Yadain Yichidi Beilam Vlazemanam as a Kasuf. According to the Tanchuma, you could say that he holds that Adam actually brought a carbon, and at the time of the carbon, he was still Yachid Beilam. And therefore, you could learn from there that just like Adam Rishon brought a carbon, Shalaymin HaGezel, so too we should bring Shalaymin HaGezel. But Rashi doesn't hold that because it's not moving that way up into the Shomikra. So therefore, Rashi can't say that he actually brought the carbon. So therefore, we go back to where we're holding that Rashi is learning from the fact that he couldn't bring a carbon. And if at a certain point he became, there were other people alive in the world, then he could have taken it from someone else. So therefore, Rashi can't say shehu haya yichidi ba'ilam. V'afilu im timtzaleima shegam al derech hapshat muvin shadam rishon yikriv karban b'peil. And even if you would try to say that he did bring a carbon, even al pi hapshat, v'chemash mektsas mizeh shekayin v'hevel yikriv karbanis, which may be somewhat derived from the fact that Cain and Hevel brought karbanis. Where did they come up with this idea of bringing karbanis from? Maybe from their father. They saw their father bring a carbon, and therefore they brought a carbon. They couldn't have seen it, because we're about to say that he was a Yechidi. But maybe you would say that they learned from the idea from their father. It still makes more sense to say, if you're going to tell me that, no, of course Adam brought a carbon, it's obvious he brought a carbon, when do you think he would have brought a carbon? L'chayri, he brought it as a kapara, as an atonement for the chet etzadas. Who brought a carbon after the mabul. So there was a main event, a big, huge event in his life, and he brought a carbon afterwards. In the Hara 40, he brings that Noach brought the carbon as a thank you for saving his life from the mabul, and maybe Adam HaRishon was thanking Hashem that he didn't punish him too harshly on the Chet Tzadas. But it's a nice time to say that the carbon was brought. But that's at that point he's not anymore Yechidi. And if you're gonna insist that he brought it beforehand, he brings it in the brackets that he possibly didn't have time. It's like probably impossible. Especially since before Chava was born, in this very short amount of time, many things happened. Number one, Kriya Shemus, the Chol Abheim Olei Fashemayim Olechol Chayis Asada. Adam had to name every single animal and bird and the Behema and Chaya. And then it also says in Rashi, Bo Adam Al Kol Behema V'Chaya V'Chulu, which I believe the simple meaning of this is that Adam mated each and every Behema V'Chaya. Even though in Sifsei Chachamim, he says, Ba, over here means, Ba besichle, lachke tivei anivroim, that he, Adam was exploring the natures of the animals to know what to name them. Either way, it's still very time consuming. And then, and then all of a sudden, he was put to sleep and Chava was created. So Adam did not have a lot of time to start sitting and being makriv korbanos. So therefore, according to Rashi, either we have no idea that he brought a carbon, or if you're going to insist that he brought a carbon, clearly he was not yichidi b'olam. Therefore, Rashi says that the reason he couldn't bring a carbon, he couldn't bring a gezel because everything was his. As soon as he was born, as soon as he was created, everything became his. Even after Chava was created, and even after sons and daughters were born to him, his kinyan was never uprooted, was never taken away. Everything in the world is his. And therefore, it's very understood. It's very smooth. That for the rest of their life, his entire life, he owned everything that he acquired immediately upon his creation. And therefore, he couldn't have been makriv min hagezel because everything belonged to him. Very simple, basic question. We just explained that Adam HaRishon, most of his life, there were other people alive as well. There was Chava, there was Cain, there was Hevel, Banim Abanis, there was Shason, there was other Deutis. So they also had things. That was in their possession and their ownership. Even in the lifetime of Adam HaRishon. The Yomar Akasa, for example, the Pasuk says, Shekain ve'evel oyolem tzoyin v'chulo, the Kain ve'evel owned tzoyin and owned other things. Cain was bringing from the ground. He was bringing the gifts to Hashem. He owned the real estate, and Hevel owned the cattle. This is not a question because these Cain and Hevel, they were like children that are dependent on their father's support. So al pi halacha, and this is a discussion in various different places in Gemara, in halacha. The different ownerships that a father has on his children's things if they are still relying on him for their sustenance. So Cain and Hevel were still Adam's children, were still dependent on Adam HaRishon for his support, and therefore even if they own things, it still in a sense belongs to Adam. And this might be, we originally said that Rashi doesn't say exactly the Medrash. The Medrash says Shakol Ayo Birshusoy, and Rashi says Shakol Ayo Shaloi. Rashi is trying to say Shakol Ayo this is a diuk in Rashi that he says everything was his. Different than the Medrash, which is the makir of Rashi. Was his, but it was in the possession of someone else. Birshusay means it was in his possession. Rashi is saying it was his, even while it was in the possession of Cain and Hevel or his children. And even if you're going to say that Adam HaRishon bequeathed it to them, gave it to them in a full-fledged matana, that he was removing it from his rishus, since he gave it away from his own choice and his own free will, and these are his children and his grandchildren, certainly he wouldn't have stolen from them. So even if he would have brought a carbon after he gave it away to his children, it wouldn't have been stolen, because why would he steal from his children? I had a shtickle question to myself that he says Shakoy Laya Shaloy, everything was his. He doesn't say because he was a nice Zaidi that wasn't going to steal from his grandkids. So the Lashon was not so smooth, and I came up with a kvetch. That Hakoy Loya Shaloi doesn't just mean everything, all the items. Hakoy Loya Shaloi, all the people were his. All the people were part of his family. and therefore he wouldn't have stolen from them, A, because the belongings, everything belonged to him, and those things that didn't belong to him and belonged to other people, those people were also his. And therefore he wouldn't have stolen from them. It's certainly not the pashtu pshat in the sikha, maybe not a right pshat at all, but it was a shtickle kvetch in the word shakoy lo yeshaloi to understand, you know, if the reason is that he wouldn't have taken it to them because he was their Zaydi, he was their elder Zaydi, whatever it is, because they were family, then that's not really what shakoy lo yeshaloi means, unless you taich ein a little bit to la chavivusa de milsa. Okay, so with this, we've answered, we've explained now the second Rashi. The first Rashi, we already dealt with Adam Kiyakrav Mikem. Second was, why does it say Adam? The Chayre, all we need is it to say Kiyakrav Mikem. We don't need Adam. And we explained that Adam is to teach us to not bring a carbon a gezel. Rashi specifically quotes from the Medrash Rabbah, not from Tanchuma, because Rashi is trying to tell us that even though we do not know whether or not Adam Rishon brought a carbon, nevertheless, at any point in his life, had he brought a carbon, it would have not been min a gezel, because when he was, because he, everything was his when he was born, when he was created, everything became his, and even afterwards he retained ownership of everything, and whatever he gave away was either with some of the people who had it, with some of Chal Shulchanai, or even if he gave it away entirely, it still is something that he wouldn't steal from it, because it was his children or his grandchildren, etc. We have one last question to answer, and that question is going to be, how did Adam HaRishon take ownership of everything? How did everything become his own? In order to acquire something, you have to make a kinyan. Very basic aspect in the halachas of ownership in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, is that you have to make a kinyan. In order for it to be, the ownership to become mine, there's something has to happen, even if it's a symbolic thing and it's not actually taking it home with you or paying for it, there has to be some sort of kinyan. V'deicha gadolu v'leimatzinu shasa adam rishin b'chol davar shabailam kinyan amoyom v'kol zav v'meshach isa shah akala kedush nivrachavam. We don't find anywhere that Adam HaRishon went to everything in the world and made a kinyan in it. Especially in the short amount of time that we just explained on the previous page before Chava was born. And it has to be before Chava was born, because once Chava is born, then it's not, maybe it's not his. If he didn't make a kinyan in it, then Chava can make a kinyan in it. So it has to be that it happened before Chava was born. And there was a very short amount of time, and nowhere do we see anywhere where it says that Adam HaRishon made a kinyan. And Rashi writes it with a pashto, everything was his. Belishu masbar, and he suffers without any additional explanation. So it must be that it's so simple that Rashi doesn't have to explain it. It's obvious that Adam HaRishon owned everything. And the question is how? Where do you see a kinyan or any type of taking of ownership that Adam HaRishon did that should give him ownership to everything that exists in the world? There are those that want to bring a proof that everything belonged to Adam HaRishon even without a kinyan. That according to halacha, if there's something that exists that has no owner whatsoever, but there's only one person in the world for some reason that could make a kinyan in it, then that person doesn't need to make a kinyan. In other words, when you have something that three people want to take ownership of, then whoever makes the kinyan in it is the one who owns it. But if there's something that nobody owns, but only one person has the ability, has the possibility to make a kinyan in it, then the halacha is that he does not have to make a kinyan, because by definition it becomes his automatically, because nobody else could make a kinyan in it. So someone wants to say that the same thing would apply to Adam HaRishon, that since nobody else existed, so nobody else could make a kinyan in it, therefore automatically it would become Adam HaRishon's. And before we tell you why this is not a good explanation, in the brackets, the Rebbe is going to explain based on what would this halacha be applicable. The Yuvan Zeh, this will be understood. Be'im neymar shegeder hefker. What is the geder of hefker? Hefker means that something is ownerless, and therefore whoever makes a kiddid in it first becomes the owner. So the chiddush is, when you say something is hefker, doesn't mean that it's ownerless because nobody owns it, nobody has possession of it, or because everybody in the world has possession in it. And therefore, whoever makes the kinyan in it first will confirm his ownership of it to the exclusion of everybody else. Again, do I say that nobody owns it, and whoever picks it up first becomes the owner? Or do I say that everybody owns it, and whoever makes the kinyan in it then excludes everyone else from their pre-existing ownership in it, and he becomes the sole owner? If you say that hefker means that it doesn't belong to, not that it doesn't belong to anybody, but that it belongs to everybody, based on that, if you say that hefker means that it belongs to every single person in the world, why do you have to make a kinyan on it? To exclude everybody else, to remove everybody else from claiming ownership on this, I make a kinyan in it, and then it becomes mine. But if nobody else could make a kinyan in it anyway, and instead of kinyan, then you don't need a kinyan, because there's no reason to uproot anybody else's possible ownership, because nobody else can make a kinyan in it. And the same thing would apply over here with Adam Rishon, that since nobody else was able to make a kinyan in the world, automatically it becomes his, even though nobody made a kinyan, even though he didn't make a kinyan. Aval. In addition to the fact that even according to halacha, this still needs great looking into, and that it's not pashut at all, that this is what the halacha is. Even if you're going to say that this does work, it's a big chiddush to say that a person does not have to make a kinyan in something that's hefker, because nobody else can make a kinyan in any way. So at least Rashi should have explained it and said, because nobody else was there to make a kinyan in it. But since Rashi doesn't say anything, it must be something much simpler. It must be a much simpler form of the ownership of Adam Rishon on everything in the world, which therefore Rashi doesn't have to explain it. And therefore we're going to explain that this is similar to a melech, similar to the ownership that a king takes by conquering another country or another Medina, another country. So this will be understood by prefacing that which the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch. Melech afilu nachri, shekavash eiz medina, a king, even a non-Jewish king, that conquers another country, b'milchama, through war, kaina eisa, he acquires it, im kol hanahares v'ha'arim sheba, with all of its rivers, with all of its cities, shekal ha'aretz, kula, the entire country, im hanahoris, v'hayorim, including the forests and the rivers, hibrishus hamelech, is in the possession of the king, bein medinasoi, bein medina shekeris b'molchama. Whether it's a country that is under his rulership, whether it's a country that he controls, that he conquers through war, but once he conquers it, everything inside the country is included in his ownership, and therefore he doesn't have to go make a kinyan on every single object or item in the country. Once he owns the country, he owns everything inside of it. If you think about it, it's not such a difficult concept to understand, even in modern society, where we own our own homes or we own things, we pay taxes. There's a certain level. There's martial law. I'm forgetting what it's called now. Right now, where the government can take your property away. So even though it's not exactly the same thing, but even in the modern version of it, there's a certain sense of ownership that the state or the country has, that because they're the government. So it's understood. It's understood that a king conquers a country, everything becomes his. This is what we can apply to Adam Rishon. Since Adam HaRishon was the only person in the world, and he was the ruler of everything, the whole world was conquered under his rule. The Nasa Shaloi, and he became his. And this is similar to a king that conquers a country, that everything becomes, that goes under the rulership of the king and becomes his. Especially the animals, which is the topic of conversation of Karbanes, were taken under his rule. As Rashi explains, there's a lashon, there's a pasuk in a Perek Beis pasuk Yutes, Vayitzer or Vayotzer, Vayitzer Hashem Elikim in Adama Kol Chayes Hasada, which literally Vayitzer means he created. Rashi in the second pshat in Rashi says Vayotzer Miloshen Yetzira Zu Ridui VeKibush. This Vayotzer that Hashem created Chayes Hasada, this comes from the word Ridui VeKibush, control and rulership, like the Loshen Kisatzur Elir, which Kisatzur over there means when you'll conquer a city, you'll take control of a city. And Rashi explains that Adam HaRishon took control over all the animals. So certainly the animals were under Adam HaRishon's control, in addition to the fact that everything else became his, and therefore Adam was like a melech that owns everything. The Kinyan Kibush had a Gamitzat Sutta Shomikra. Kinyan Kibush is also a concept that could be understood even though it's just a mikra. Even a Ben Chamis in the mikra could understand that when a king conquers something, he takes ownership of everything. Ukudemuchach Gamizah, Shapirish Rashi, and this is also understood from the fact that Rashi says, Shenemar on the Pasuk Al Totzer Itzmayav. This is in Parshas Chukas, I believe, where the Torah says, Ki Cheshbin Ir, the Torah is saying that the Yidden took over the city of Cheshbin and some of the other cities around. And the Pasuk says, Ki Cheshbin Ir Sichon, because Cheshbin belongs to Sichon. So Rashi says, what is the Pasuk trying to say? So Rashi explains, Shenemar Al Totzer Itzmayav. It says, Al Totzer Itzmayav, you're not allowed to hurt Mayav. You're not allowed to start up with Mayav and take things from them. So how did the Yidden get Cheshbin if Cheshbin was a Mayavi city? So therefore it says, Ki Cheshbin is Sichain, She Sichain Lakha Mehem. That Sichain took Cheshbin from Mayav, Val Yodai Tiar Ol Yisrael. And once it was in the ownership of Sichain, it became permissible for the Yidden to conquer it from Sichain. Haynu Shai, Dei Shekava Sichain Arce Shal Mayav, Nasa Shalai, because Sichain conquered this area, this country of Mayav, it became his. V'hutra Levna Yisrael Akachta, and therefore became permissible to the Yidden to take it from Sichain. And since Rashi is not explaining the general concept that through conquering it becomes the person's, move on, it's understood that over there the chiddush is not that through conquering it becomes yours. That's obvious. The chiddush there was that it happened to Mayav, that Sichain conquered it from Mayav and therefore became Sichain's. But the general idea that if a king conquers something from another country, that it can become his own, that's obvious. And therefore it's understood how everything belongs to Adam HaRishon, without Rashi having to explain it, because since Adam HaRishon was the king of the world, which means to say that everything in the world at the time was under his control, therefore it became his. Once it became his, it remained his for the duration of his life. And therefore, even had he come later on to bring a carbon from anything that existed, it would not have been Menagezel. And that's why the Torah here says, Adam, to teach me that the halacha, that you're not allowed to bring a carbon, mean Hagezel.